here we go. Hello, everyone. This is guest number 12, Oscar number 4, Whiskey Fox, speaking from Brussels, Belgium. Through the help of amateur radio volunteers, the crew on the ISS and Verizon Conferencing, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 380 kilometers above the Earth. This is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. The ISS currently is flying over the Atlantic Ocean, whizzing along at around 20,000 kilometers an hour, which is 7.8 kilometers per second. The contact will be performed using the Telebridge network, a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enables students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of amateur radio volunteers that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. These volunteers are delegates from national amateur radio societies from nations that develop the ISS. Among these societies is the UBA, the Belgian Amateur Radio Society, as well as AMSAT, the Worldwide Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ARIS closely collaborates with space agencies, in the present case more precisely with NASA. The amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS is NN1SS in Goddard Space Flight Center, Greenbelt, Maryland, in the United States, not far from Washington, D.C. And NA1SS is operated by Dave. Thank you for helping us out today, Dave.
I'm glad to do it. I also have three other hands here helping me with the station. Bill Boston, N3DCI, Bob McGuire, N3IYI, and Ken McCoffey, N3FZX.
Okay, can you remember me your own call sign, Dave?
Certainly. My call is Whiskey 8 Alpha Alpha Sierra, W8AAS.
Whiskey 8 Alpha Alpha Sierra. Thank you, Dave. And hello to all the other chaps, all the hams, as we call them in amateur radio terms, that are helping us out this afternoon. Good afternoon here in Brussels, which is, how late is it over there presently?
It's about a quarter to ten in the morning.
A quarter to ten in the morning, okay. And in California?
Yeah, about a quarter to 7 a.m.
A quarter to 7 a.m. You're an early bird, Tim.
Yeah, you have to be in this job.
Ah, yeah. So, the contact is possible because of a worldwide communications network provided courtesy of Verizon Conferencing. So, we are at about how many minutes, Tim, from the contact time?
You'd better ask Dave that one.
Dave, yes?
We are about 6 minutes away.
6 minutes away. Okay, well, then we still have time for doing some introduction of the school. The school today is the International School of Brussels in Belgium. So, let's check in with the students and with the teacher. So, Miss Moran, please, come up to the microphone and tell us something about your school.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you all for helping us today. It's a great opportunity. The International School of Brussels in Belgium was established in 1951, and today we've got 1,400 students aged from 2.5 to 18 from more than 65 different countries. We're set in a 40-acre wooded campus in an area of Brussels called Bois Fort. It's about 9 kilometers from the center of our capital. It's a beautiful campus. It surrounds a small chateau house, and at the moment we're very lucky. It's a sunny and right 16 degrees Celsius, which is nice for this time of year. ISB is actually four schools in one. We have an early childhood center, an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school. And at the high school level, we offer an American diploma and also the International Baccalaureate exam. 95% of ISB graduates continue to higher education in universities and colleges across the world. We enjoy many extracurricular activities. In fact, today is brought to ISB by the Middle School Astronomy Club. But other than that, we have a thriving sports community, and we enjoy fine and performing arts as well. We have a very nice theater here. Other than these activities, there are many, many clubs across the school. But as I said, today is brought by the dedicated astronomy club members, of which there are about 10 to 12, depending on the day. And we spend our time about an hour a week indulging our love of all things space and science fiction. So we're extremely excited to be here today.
Thank you, Ms. Moran. So we still have a few minutes. Perhaps, Dave, you can present the... and then when is this club station over there? Go ahead.
Okay, very briefly. We have just under 3 minutes to acquisition of signal. We're operating in a three-story building at the Goddard Space Flight Center. And on top of the building, we have an antenna tower with a beam antenna that we can steer and point at the space station as it crosses the sky. Inside the station, we're using an ICOM IC821 transceiver, which is hooked up to a connection on the telephone, which lets us share the audio between the telephone and the radio. So I will be annually switching the radio between transmit and receive as the students ask their questions and the astronaut answers. And that being said, I want to remind them, of course, to say over so that I know when to make that switch. Go ahead, Gaston.
Oh, thank you so much, Dave. Yes. We have been training the students a few times to speak loud and clear and say over, et cetera, et cetera. So I think they will be performing well, and let's hope that we can have a good contact. But anyway, everybody remember that what we are doing is on ISS is an experiment. And as I already told you, when you do an experiment, you never know the results before it's over. So it can be positive or negative, but we all hope that it will be positive and we cross our fingers. So, students, don't forget to say over, speak loud and clear into the microphone. And in about a minute or so, perhaps you will be start calling, Dave?
That's right.
Okay. Yes, we are all looking to the world map here in the room. And as we can see, we have a couple of minutes. The range is now 2,700 kilometers. When it will be 2,000, as I explained you, circle of visibility will reach the cross there, and then we will have AOS time, acquisition of signal, just before Dave will start calling the station.
Hey, Dave, what have you got for AOS?
We've got about half a minute now, so I will go ahead and begin.
Okay, I just talked to her. She's on.
She's on. Okay. Here we go then. NA1SS. NA1SS. This is NN1SS calling. Over. NA1SS. NA1SS. NN1SS calling. Over. NA1SS from NN1SS. Still scratchy, but you're coming into range. Go ahead again, and we'll see if you're stronger.
November, November 1, Sierra, Sierra. This is November Alpha 1, Sierra, Sierra. Over.
Okay, very good. NA1SS from NN1SS. Signal came up nicely. I think we're ready to go. So I'll turn it over to school, and they can begin with their first question.
Okay, good morning, International School of Brussels. I'm ready for the first question. Over.
Hi, my name is Putri. What is the goal and purpose for your mission? Over.
Good morning. Right now we're in the middle of building the International Space Station. It's about halfway done. We have two solar arrays. We have two more that we need to add on. We also have a European laboratory and a Japanese laboratory that we still need to put on maybe by the end of this year or next year. Over. So...
Hi, my name is Paul. Do you think there will be the ability and technology for regular people to travel to space in the near future? Over.
Hi, Paul. Absolutely. I think people people are working on it already. We've had tourists up to the International Space Station, and I know some of them are working on projects to figure out how to get more and more people into space, as well as different commercial projects that are looking at the same thing. So I think before long, it's like airliners. It's going to become a little bit more regular. Over.
Hi, my name is Charlie. How much food and liquid do you drink each day, and is it difficult because you are weightless? Over.
Hi, Charlie. Well, yeah, originally it was. I've been up here now for a little over 3 months, so it's no big deal now. The body adapts really well. But initially, you don't feel hungry at all because you don't feel like your food is sitting in your stomach. And it's a little bit of a pain to manage the food just because the way you heat it and rehydrate it and things fly all over the place. So eating is a little bit difficult, and you can't eat things together. You sort of eat serially. One thing after another. Over.
Hi, my name is Daniel. What time is it on the space station, and how do you know when it's nighttime? Over.
Hi, Daniel. Well, we use Greenwich Mean Time, and that's the general time that we all our clocks are on. However, we wake up at different times depending on the activities we're doing. So today we're getting ready to let go of a progress vehicle, which is like a truck that carries a bunch of supplies. And it's also like our trash can, so we've filled it up with trash and we're emptying it. But we need to change our time so that we work over a Russian ground site. So we have altered our sleep so that we're more on Moscow time. Over.
Hi, my name is Oscar. What is a typical day like on the space station? Over.
Good morning. A typical day on the space station is every day is a little bit different. We do things from robotic operations to spacewalks, which are called EVAs, to science experiments, to maintenance on the space station, as well as talking to people like yourself. So every day is different, and that's scheduled by our control centers in Moscow and in Houston. Over.
Hi, my name is Saskia. Is it dangerous to live on the space station? Over.
Saskia, in general, it's just like you're living inside of a ship, sort of like a submarine. However, outside, of course, it's very dangerous, and we have things that we have to prepare for, like a fire or a depressurization because of a hole, maybe because of a meteorite or some type of toxic spill. So we have a Soyuz vehicle, which is our lifeboat, which we can get into and leave the space station if any of those catastrophic things happen. Over.
Hi, my name is Will. How do you use the bathroom in space? Over.
Well, what a great question, Will. It comes up all the time. The bathroom is a little different. It's sort of like eating. It's one of those things that takes your body a little while to get used to. You know, there's no gravity helping push things down, and so the bathroom is a little bit of a vacuum, and you sit on it, and you do your thing, and inside is a little bag, and the vacuum is still pulling the bag down so things don't fly around, because that wouldn't be very nice. And then in the container we have, we close up the bag and push the bag into the container. A little bit hard to visualize, but the situation is you need a little bit of assist, because there is no gravity to help you. Over.
Hi, my name is Harry. Is every day interesting on the space station, or do you get bored? Over.
Hi, Harry. Every day is really interesting. I've been up here, like I said, a little over 100 days, and I haven't found myself bored. Every day, I end up at the end of the day going, boy, you know, I have to go to bed now, because I'm dying tired. Not only do we do all the work that I was talking about, or things that I was talking about, spacewalks and robotics, but you open the window and you look outside and look at the beautiful planet. All you want to do is take pictures of it all day, because we fly over different parts of the world, and it's simply incredible. As well as we try to stay in touch with our families, we have email up here and a phone that we can call when we have a certain antenna. Over.
Hi, my name is Zach. How long have you been on the space station, and how long will you expect to stay? Over.
Zach, I've been up here for a little over 100 days, and I think I'm going to be up here for just about over 6 months, so 6.5 or 7 months, so I should be back in the summer. Over.
Hi, my name is Alan. When you come back to Earth, will it be hard to readjust to gravity? Over.
Alan, as a matter of fact, it will be. They usually say it's a day for a day for getting all the way back to your level of fitness. But we have about a 45-day program, which is pretty intense rehabilitation, just to make sure your muscles and your bones can return back to working with gravity, as well as neurovestibular issues. Just your brain sort of slows down a little bit up here insofar as reactions, because you just adjust. That's how you adjust to how things move up here. So all of that, all of those things are affected, and you need to readapt when you get home. Over.
Hi, my name is Shant. Is this your first trip into space? Oh, over.
Hi, Doc. Yes, as a matter of fact, it is, and it's been pretty amazing considering I've had the opportunity to do four spacewalks, do a bunch of robotic works, and do a lot of construction and do a lot of science, so it's been pretty rewarding. Over.
Hi, my name is John. Do you believe that sending people to Mars is beneficial? Over.
Hi, John. Well, I do. I think it would be interesting for us to go to a planet that, doesn't have life as we know it. One, investigate to see if they do have any life. And secondly, to find out what happened to their planet. And potentially, this could be something that could happen to Earth. And so it's good to find out, I think it would be very good to find out, what potentially could cause our planet to have problems, as well as the technology of just getting there. I think joint projects from people from all over the world are so beneficial just for helping people work together. Over.
Hi, my name is Ulfric. How many people are on the space station, and do you ever disagree with one another? Over.
We only have three people, and that's limited by our Soyuz, which is our lifeboat. It only has three seats, and so everybody needs to get off in case we have a problem. And there's only three of us, and we're here for a long time, so of course we have some disagreements. But we work that out, and I think we're pretty logical when we come to making decisions with each other. Over.
Hi, my name is Santiago. How do you wash yourself? Is there a shower? Over.
A great question. We take like a sponge bath. We just have water. We don't do a shower because the water would be flying all over the place. So we put water on a wash rag with some soap and wash ourselves as well as our hair. I have pretty long hair, so I have to wash my hair and then use more water to rinse it out, but all with a wash towel. Over.
Got about a minute.
Hi, my name is Sam. Why did you choose this dangerous work? Over.
I think I don't necessarily consider it dangerous. I think it's a bit more of adventurous, and I grew up camping and climbing mountains and being a competitive swimmer, and I think this just felt natural for me to try and do something that was a little bit adventurous and exciting, and it's a lot of fun, and I would highly encourage if anybody wants to do it. It's just amazing work, so we need more people. Come and join us. Over.
Hi, my name is Philippine. Do you miss Earth, your family, and your friends? Over.
I do, as a matter of fact. Luckily, we get to call them and email them, and I really miss my dog, Gorby, who's a little Jack Russell Terrier, because I don't get to talk to him. I see him sometimes on a video conference, and of course I miss him, but I know this is just a short trip, and I'll be home before long. Over.
Hello, Sunita. Here is a big applause for you. Over.
N1SS from NN1SS. We've lost you now. Thank you very much, Nina.